Welcome on a sunny Friday afternoon as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference non-conference basketball, I should say. The Dort College Defenders playing non-conference basketball today at a conference opponent's home floor. Dort College taking part in the Northwestern Red Raider Classic this afternoon. A 2 o'clock start time for the women's game as Dort College faces the Presentation Saints. And the Dort College men's basketball team following suit. They will be playing another team out of the North Star Conference. It'll be their fifth game in a row against a team out of the North Star. This time it will be Viterbo out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, the foe for the Dort College men's basketball team. But first, take a look at the matchup for the women's contest. Presentation is 0-2 this season with losses to Mount Marty and Dakota Wesleyan. The Saints have been outscored 66.5 to 51.5. They've been out-rebounded 51 to 27.5. Presentation has been limited to 31.8% shooting from the field and allowed 40.4% success. Macy Telly averages a team-high 14.5 points per game and a 7 of 16 from the three-point line. Liana Wright-Ponter scores 7.5 points per game. Carla Lopez is scoring 7.5 points per outing with rebounds. Sydney Larson adds 6 points and 7 rebounds per outing for the Aberdeen, South Dakota-based school. The Dort College women are off to a 3-1 start this year. They have wins over Dakota State, Waldorf, and Mayville State. Yeah, you heard Waldorf in that one. Dort College will actually play twice in the span of just a few days. The Dort College defenders traveling to Forest City on Tuesday, getting a win. This weekend, they'll be facing Waldorf again. That'll be tomorrow afternoon. The Dort College defenders, one game separating them from that game with Waldorf. Back to the defenders, Paige Engmers leads the team with a 13.8 points per game average. She has made 43.9% of her field goal attempts and has made 16 of 36 three-point season. For those of you keeping track, she is at 133 career-made three-point baskets. The record is 166, so she's making progress towards that total. In all likelihood, sometime in January, she will probably surpass that record held by Serena Van Beek. Warriors are averaging, Paige Engbers takes in 3.3 rebounds per game as well. Shea Palama averages 11.3 points per game to go with 7.8 rebounds per outing. Annie Rinesmith has shown to be very capable at the point guard spot, averaging 9.5 points per game. Kim Cruz and Rhea Landers are averaging 8.8 and 8.5 points per game respectively. Rachel Evebold is good for 6.8 points per game with 6 rebounds. Cruz averages 3.5 assists per game, and Rinesmith is averaging 2.5. The Dort College women are averaging 71 points per game that allow teams to score 62.5. The defenders also make 37.4% of their field goal attempts, while opponents are making 37.3. Dort College is out-rebounding teams 45.8 to 37.8. Most recent outing for Presentation was a loss to Dakota Wesleyan this past Sunday. The defenders turned away Dort College turned away Waldorf in their most recent outing. Telly had 14 points. Wright Ponder came off the bench to score 12. Wesleyan had a whopping 46-23 rebounding edge that is, and converted 25 of 65 field goal attempts. And Waldorf played on Tuesday night, alluded to that already. They'll be playing again tomorrow afternoon. Dort College was a 92-55 winner. The defenders got up 46-30 on the way to the win. They were up 46-30 at halftime. Started the second half with a 27-11 run. Put the game completely out of reach. Shea Palama had 17 points and 8 rebounds. Rio Landers added 14 points and 6 rebounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be back with a look at starting lineups right after this. Our national anthem before we get to the starting lineups for today's contest. Let's begin with the starting lineup for Presentation and their coach, Eric Nelson, who is in his third year coaching the Aberdeen South Dakota School. He will start number 4, Lily Tomlinson, averaging 2 points per contest. She is a 5'3 senior from Los Angeles, California. Number 12 is Tatiana Navarro. She's a 5'8 junior from Murrieta, California. Number 30 is Cora Lopez, a 6'1 senior from Hemet, California, averaging 7.5 points per game. Sydney Larson is a 5'10 senior from Atwater, Minnesota, averaging 6 points per contest. And number 40 is Macy Talley, a 5'8 junior from Sisseton, South Dakota, averaging 14.5 points per game. Atwater, Minnesota. Dort College had a basketball player from there a few years ago, Kara Carlsgott. It's got to be almost a decade ago now, but Kara Carlsgott, a standout for the defenders out of Atwater, Minnesota. For the Dort College defenders, number 4 is Kim Cruz. She's a 5'7 senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.8 points per game. Annie Rinesmith is a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 9.5 points per outing. Rio Landers is a 6'1 freshman from Grand Meadow, Minnesota, averaging 8.5 points per game. Paige Angbers is a 5'9 senior from Pella, Iowa. She averages 13.8 points per outing. And Shea Palama is a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 11.3 points per game. Her college is coached by Katie DeWitt-Severson. She is in her second year. She's assisted by Amber Sorensen and Tanner Havens. Normally, Bo Bohr would be on the bench, but the junior varsity team involved in a couple of games this weekend in Worthington, so he is occupied with getting that team back and forth to Worthington and coaching a couple of games. Also for the Dort College defenders, a little bit of news. Peyton Harmson sounds like she will be available for play today after missing the last couple of weeks with injury. Sounds like she has been given the all clear, so we anticipate seeing the 5'8 freshman from Rock Rapids, Iowa in action this weekend. Dort College will have a decided size advantage as we start this basketball game. Dort College with a couple of players hovering around 6 feet tall. Presentation has one player listed at 6'1 in the starting lineup. Dort College controls the opening tip of the basketball. On the right side is Rinesmith. She passes it off to Angbers. Angbers back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith left side it goes to Cruz. Cruz gives it to Palama. Palama down to the baseline. Shea with it. Reverses back over to Cruz. Let's fly with a three-pointer from the wing. It's good. Kim Cruz gives Dort College a 3-0 lead. So the defenders draw first blood. 3-0 our score. Presentation basketball. Pass goes right over to Telly. Telly with it. Telly gives it up to Tomlinson. Tomlinson to Navarro. Navarro dumps it down low. Kick out pass. 3 on the way from the left corner by Tomlinson is good. And Lily Tomlinson answers with a 3-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball back into the front court. 9:09 remaining, first quarter of play. Foul called away from the ball. Our officials today, Ryan Freese, Lance Pluger, Chris Ehlers. Foul's going to go on Tomlinson. Tomlinson whistled for her first personal foul. Ball's inbounded to Angbers. Angbers put it on the deck, tries to rifle it off to Palama. Palama tries to kick the pass to Anders. And it's taken away by presentation. Tomlinson with the basketball. Lily Tomlinson with it on the left wing. She gets the basketball back out front. Looks for the pass. Gives it off to Lopez. Lopez throws it away. Presentation has had trouble with turnovers. Out of bounds where the Northwestern student section would normally be seated. As you can imagine, a 2 o'clock Friday afternoon start time. A little bit sparse in the stands this afternoon. Cruz passes left side over to Angbers. Angbers gives it up down into the corner. Rinesmith. Rinesmith 10 feet out on the left baseline. Picked up her dribble. Gets it back over to Cruz. Right side Angbers. They match up with Angbers. Angbers to the free throw line. Nothing there. Tries to pass it off to Rinesmith. And Rinesmith was cutting to the hoop. Angbers throws it behind her. And we're tied 3-3. Another turnover this time by the defenders. It'll be Saints basketball. Lily Tomlinson with the basketball. Goes left side over to Lopez. Lopez gives it up out front. Telly. Telly 17-footer straight on. Good. 2-point bucket by Telly. And the Dort College defenders trail it 5-3. 5-3 our score. Rinesmith. Rinesmith on the right wing. Rinesmith gives it back over to Cruz. Cruz in the left corner to Angbers. Paige Angbers puts it on the deck down to the baseline cutoff. Angbers. Gets the return pass. Left five of the four. Three, no good from the left side. Rebound taken away by Tomlinson. Tomlinson with the basketball. Tomlinson gives it to Telly. Left side three. Banking it in is Tatiana Navarro. Navarro with a 3-point bucket. Wasn't pretty, but it counts all the same. Presentation leads it 8-3. Sluggish start by the defenders in this one. Rinesmith up front gets a screen from Angbers. Angbers looking down low for Landers. Landers underneath in traffic. Shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Tomlinson. Tomlinson over the basketball. Tomlinson feeds it right side, gets the return pass. Tomlinson left side, Navarro. Navarro, three on the way, rattles in and out, no good. Popped out of the cylinder. Rebound Carell, deep in the left corner by Paloma. Paloma's going to be getting a break here shortly. Ryan Smith puts it on the floor, takes it hard to the basket, and she is fouled on the play by Tatiana Navarro. Navarro whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her. Larson has the other foul for presentation. Well, I thought that Shea Paloma was checking out of the basketball game, but she's going to stay in for the time being. Landers checks out. Throwing the ball in is Flown. Flown gives it to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, and Cruz is fouled on the play by Tomlinson. Tomlinson whistled for foul number one. Foul number three already on presentation in this quarter. We get to five. It's bonus time for the defenders. Throwing the ball in will be Flown. Flown gets the ball inbounded to Kenzie Bausma. Bausma with the basketball in between the circles. Bausma passes right side back over to Flown. Flown looking down low. She beats it off to Evovold. Evovold turns. Right-handed shot over left shoulder. No good. Blocked, and the Saints come away with basketball. Gomez with it. Gomez gives left side to Larson. Larson into the left corner. And putting up the three-point bucket is Sydney Larson. And Sydney Larson buried the three, and the North College defenders not got legs under them yet. 11-3, our score. Right side pass goes to Cruz. Cruz, floater in the lane. It's off the mark, no good. And the rebound is taken out by Presentation. Presentation over the basketball. Up and running is Wright Ponder. Wright Ponder passes it off to Telly, and Telly buries a three. Four threes, Presentation, and they're going. And Presentation has themselves to a 14-3 lead 4 minutes into this contest. Back with more after this. After the timeout, College gets it over to Flown. Flown, floater on the baseline, no good. And got a rebound on the other end. Kenyatta Fugata. Fugata, though, falls to her backside as she gets that rebound. Turns it over to North College on the travel violation. So she got the rebound, but turns it over. With the basketball, right side is Flown. Flown trying to feed it underneath to Evovold, and Evovold unable to track it down. Not the start. North College wants. Flown checks out of the ballgame. Rinesmith checks in. The defenders trailing 14-3. Kim Kurtz with a three-point basket. North College scored the first points of the game. Since then, Presentation has scored 14 points in a row. Saints with the basketball. The North Star Conference member, Leona Wright Ponder, passes. Jump stop, shot blocked out of bounds. Evovold, it will be Presentation basketball. So Presentation in control early. Today's broadcast is sponsored by a variety of businesses in Northwest Iowa. They include Commercial Sweeping, located in the center. With the basketball out front, they get it off to Wright Ponder. Six to shoot for Presentation. Down to the baseline. Traffic, no good. Shot is blocked out of bounds. There's 2 seconds on the shot clock. Ponder will inbound the basketball. Presentation with the basketball. In traffic, no good. Rebound taken away by Ryan Smith, and there's a shot clock violation as the ball never drew up. Bringing the basketball up for North College is Rinesmith. Rinesmith in the circles, passes left side to Harmson. Harmson, ball fake, nothing there. Comes back to Bausma. Bausma, floater from 10, rolls off the rim, no good. And Presentation has the basketball. Gomez corrals the rebound. She brings it up court herself. Pass goes into the corner to Wright Ponder. Wright Ponder. They dump it down low, and we've got a push called on Evovold. Evovold whistled for her first personal. And that is team foul number one on the defenders in this half. That's in this quarter. Still always adjusting to that rule change. The bonus comes after five fouls in each quarter rather than counting up to halftime. Since the timeout, 6 minutes remaining in the first quarter, neither team has scored. Presentation passes down to the post. Shot is up, no good. And the rebound is taken down by Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball. Ryan Smith crossing over with the right hand, now driving all the way in, tries to scoop it up, and she is fouled on the play. And Ryan Smith will go to the free throw line and will shoot a couple of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Ryan Smith is a 100% shooter so far this season from the free throw line. She is 6-for-6. Today's broadcast made possible by Grant from Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com on the dust settle for their quality service. By American State Bank, proud to support Door College and Defender Athletics. By CNH Body Repair in Oranges, either reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. First free throw by Ryan Smith is good. She's got another one coming. She makes that one. Dort College trails 11-5. Beg your pardon, 14-5. Didn't mark down on my running score that last three-pointer by the Saints that prompted Dort College to call that timeout. So Dort College scored the first 2 points after the timeout. Took about 2 minutes to get it done. Saints basketball. Right side is Gomez. Gomez out front. She passes off to Navarro. Navarro dumps it down low. Shot is partially blocked by Ryan Smith. Rebound cleared by Presentation. Now stepping on the end line out of bounds is Kenyetta Fugata. And the North College defenders will get the basketball back as the player steps on the baseline, trying to corral the rebound. 3:30 and counting. First quarter of play, North College trailing 14-5. Quite a drop for the defenders. Finally taking the lid off the hoop. Ryan Smith tries to pass it underneath to Palamon. It's taken away by Presentation. Presentation basketball. Fire it back outside to the top of the key. For the basketball is Gomez. Gomez, they feed it down low. They get it to Lopez. Lopez shot no good. And rebound is taken down by Dort College. Ryan Smith coming back the other way. Ryan Smith feeds it back outside. Three on the way by Harmson. Not good. Rebound taken down by Palama. Palama fires it back outside to Cruz. Cruz back over to Angbers. Angbers three, short, no good. And the rebound taken down by Cora Lopez in the middle of the lane. Lopez gives it up to Gomez. Gomez with the basketball, setting the offense. On the shot clock. Quick three by Telly. Telly's three in and out, no good. And Ryan Smith comes down with a rebound. Ryan Smith coming back the other way. 2:25 and counting, first quarter. Side Angbers. Angbers a couple of three-pointers off of the mark so far today. This time she puts it on the floor, down to the baseline, lost it, picks it back up, gets it over to Palama. Palama puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. Cora Lopez whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Free throws on the way for Shea Palama. Palama to shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for a successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Shea Palama makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 14-7. 14-7 our score, Tomlinson. Tomlinson driving in. She passes right side to Telly. Telly misses the mark, no good. It's too strong, but Presentation comes down over the rebound. This is Tomlinson out front. Tomlinson setting the offense in between the circles. She dumps it down low. Getting free for the bucket is Lopez, but she missed it, and it's taken away. The short rebound by Landers. Landers back into the ballgame. Gives to Ryan Smith. Kick out pass Cruz. Cruz, Angbers. Angbers puts it on the floor. Tries to drive in. Comes back over to Landers. Landers back out front. Angbers, 15 to shoot. Rhinesmith calls for a set play with 12 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Bausma gets around her, puts it up with the right hand and got fouled on the play. Cora Lopez whistled for the personal foul. Free throws on the way for Dort College's Kenzie Bausma. Bausma's played in three games so far this season after the soccer season came to an end. Points for Dort College have come from the free throw line. Bausma's first free throw is up and good. She's got another one coming. Dort College showing the gap. They're on a five-point run right now. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. And the Dort College defenders trail it 14-8. So Bausma makes one of two. Macy Telly passes into the corner. Tomlinson. Tomlinson, three-pointer, rolls around, hits every part of the rim, and finally falls through. Tomlinson with her second three of the game. And the defenders trail 17-8. A minute left to go in the first quarter. Lob pass down low to Landers. Landers off the mark, no good. Put it up with a player on her left shoulder. Looked like she was going to finish it. Was too strong off the glass. Bounce goes down low, and now Landers is called for a push from behind. And I believe Rio is going to be coming out. 17-8, our score. Landers checks out. Eva Vold checks in. Throwing the ball in for presentation will be Wright Ponder. Wright Ponder looking. Passes into the corner. It's taken away by Dort College and Harmson. Harmson gives it up. Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith out front. Hesitates. Drives for the right. Angles off into the corner. Gives it up. Cruz. Three-pointer straight on. No good. Now the ball is loose, and Rhinesmith chases after it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by presentation. It'll be Dort College basketball. Oh, other way around. I thought it was last touched by presentation. It's last touched by Dort College. It'll be presentation basketball. And presentation can hold for the final shot here. 7-8, our score. End of the first quarter, 14 seconds and counting. Defenders down by 9. Presentation trying to stretch the lead. They dump it underneath, and on the give and go, Macy Telly, left side of the lane, with a right-handed shot. Now we've got a reach-in foul called on Tomlinson. Tomlinson whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number two on Tomlinson, and not the kind of foul you want. Tomlinson about 60 feet from the basket, defending Annie Rhinesmith on the left sideline. Sends Rhinesmith to the free throw line as the defenders try to creep to within 9 again. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way, trying to make it a 9-point ball game. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well for Rhinesmith. Now 10 for 10 this season to start the year from the free throw line. And that's the end of the first quarter. For score, presentation 19, Dort College 10. Presentation a 14-point run to build a 11-point lead. They settle for a 9-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web. KDCR.dort.edu. Dort College down 9. We get set for the second quarter of play. Presentation will have the basketball to open up the second quarter of play. Dort College got up 3-0, then presentation went on a 14-0 run before Dort College called a timeout. And from there on, Dort College outscored presentation 7-5 to close the quarter. Presentation shot no good. Rebound taken away by Palma on the miss. Shot by the post player, Lopez. Right side is Cruz. They dump down low. Evavold crossover move. Her layup is good. Rachel Evavold with a 2-point basket. Dort College back to within 7, 19-12. Presentation basketball, right side, Gomez. Gomez drives, right-handed shot, doesn't use the glass, gets it to go over the lip of the rim, and the defenders trail it 21-12. 21-12 our score, that basket by Gomez, her first. Dort College turns it over on the other end. Dort College has been lethargic. 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Doesn't look like the defenders are in any sort of rhythm yet. Pass comes outside to Telly. Telly into the corner. Three on the way, and that one's nothing but net by Kristen Gomez. Kristen Gomez, a couple of the made field goals here in the second quarter. Extending the lead to 12, 24-12, biggest lead of the ballgame for presentation. Rinesmith will drive in, and Rinesmith has called for a travel. Dort College struggling with turnovers this afternoon, a little more than normal. Seemed like they had it under control last time I watched them play. Since then, though, today, that's at least their fifth or sixth turnover. Presentation attacking offensively. In the out game, they go to Gomez. Gomez with a hot hand. She's made two baskets here in the second quarter. Pass in the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz turns and runs up the floor, trying to press the issue. Doesn't have the numbers. Kick out pass. Three on the way by Pruitt. Pruitt shot, no good. Abby Pruitt left it short. And the rebound is cleared by Gomez. Gomez with on the right wing. Gomez spins, cut up there by Flohn. Pass left side, Fogato. Fogato with a two-point bucket. And the defenders trail by 14, 26-12. 7:40 remaining. Pass goes down low, Eva Bold. Kicks it back out for Paloma. And Shea Paloma travels with it as she put it on the deck, 17 feet from the hoop. Right idea, but just simply a little too quick with her step. Presentation gets the basketball back after the turnover. Presentation basketball, Gomez. Gomez left side. Gives it to Telly. Telly driving in with the right hand. Reverse layup is good. She's got 9 first half points. And the defenders trail by 16, 28-12. Left side pass. But Pruitt gives it to Paloma. Paloma Cruz. Cruz crossover dribble into the lane. Back outside Pruitt. Pruitt to Eva Bold. Eva Bold backing in with a right hand shot, no good. And holding her ground that time was Larson. Larson hits the rebound off the bottom of the backboard. And here come the Saints trying to build on the 28-12 lead. 28-12 our score. Pass left side over to Strauss. Strauss, they got a low shot up off of the glass, no good. By Telly, rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz coming back the other way. Cruz driving, puts it up with the right hand, missed it, shot no good. Tap out by Paloma, and it's controlled by the Saints. Presentation, Kristen Gomez with it. Gomez working against Flohn. Pass left side over to Larson. Larson gives it up to Fogato. Fogato with the basketball. Fogato trying to back against Kim Cruz. Pass comes back over to Strauss, and a travel violation called on Strauss. Dort College is going to use a timeout, trailing by 16. 6:14 remaining. First half of play. Back with more in a moment. Was hoping for the defenders' sake that the quarter break would do something good for them. It didn't. They've been outscored 9-2 since the quarter break and now trail by 16, 28-12. Pass left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt spins into the lane with a left hand, puts it up, partial block. It goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. Nope, they're going to say last touch by presentation. It'll be Dort College basketball. Rinesmith to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College inbounding with 18 seconds on the shot clock. 6:01 on the game clock. That's left to play in the first half. Rinesmith to trigger it. Annie Rinesmith looking to throw it in. Gets it inbounded to Engbers. Page out front. Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt, the freshman from Urbandale. Tosses it off. Rinesmith to Bausma. Bausma, three. Good. Kenzie Bausma with the three-point bucket. She's got 4 points. And the defenders trail by 13, 28-15. Low-scoring affair for Dort College. Came into the game averaging 71 points per game. for presentation. This is out of character as well. They're averaging 51.5 points per game. They've got 28 already. And make it 30. Post move by Fugato. And the defenders trail it 30-15. We approach the midpoint of the second quarter. Right wing, Bausma well beyond the three-point line. Defenders reverse it left side over to Engbers. Engbers to Rinesmith. Rinesmith down to the block. Nothing there. Back outside Engbers. Three-pointer good. Paige Engbers with her first three today. Dort College trails by a dozen, 30-18. Well, I'd settle for Dort College getting to within 5 or 7 points here in the first half. Definitely take that at this point. Still got some work to do. Kenzie Bausma whistled for a foul out front. For Kenzie, that's her first. Team foul. Number one against the defenders. That's the first foul called on either team here in the second quarter. Pass goes right side over to Lopez. Lopez. They dump it down low. Fugato trying for that same move, and that time Dort College cuts it off. 4:33 remaining. First half of action. Presentation 30, Dort College 18. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Core Values Matter member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Illegal screen called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Dort College's Rio Landers. It's been a tough sequence for Landers. Has not been sharp here to start this contest. So many young players for Dort College, a lot of freshmen. Deal with some of the ups and downs of college basketball. Pass goes right side, Thomas. Thomas, shot on the way, no good. Thomas gets the ball on the offensive rebound. It was a long rebound, Tomlinson, and Tomlinson turns it over. So Dort College gets the basketball back. Peyton Harmson will throw it in for the defenders. Harmson gets it inbounded to Rinesmith. Rinesmith driving right side, puts it up in traffic, and she got fouled on the play. Wait and see who it's going to go against. That's going to be against Lopez. Lopez picks up her third personal. Rinesmith will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. Trying to cut it down to a 10-point ball game. Dort College is close as 9. That's been it here in this quarter. First free throw off the mark, no good. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the VetEngland Hoven Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Ryan Smith uncharacteristically misses both free throws. Those are first misses from the free throw line this season. Missed shot by presentation on the other end. Kenzie Balsamo with a head full of steam, driving in with a right-handed shot, no good. Rebound deflected out and picked up by presentation. Of the rebound. With the basketball is Tomlinson. Tomlinson comes right side over to Telly. Telly picks up her dribble. 3:30 remaining in this quarter. And a reach-in foul against Dort College and Bausma. Bausma might have gotten away with one on the rebound on the other end. That time she gets nabbed for her second personal foul. That is team foul number 3 against the defenders in this quarter. Bausma will check out. Kim Cruz will check in. Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson on the Dort College sideline just simply trying to find some kind of combination that will give them a spark here for the final 3:25 of the first half. Presentation, basketball, right side, Navarro to Tomlinson. Tomlinson on the left wing. Tomlinson driving in. Kick out pace, pass, Telly. Telly shot no good. There for the rebound, Larson. Baseline shot then from 10 by Navarro is way too strong. And the North College defenders come back the other way with the basketball. They drop it off for Paloma. Paloma's two-point bucket from the right baseline, no good from 10 feet. Pass right side, three on the way, no good. And both teams struggling to score points right now. Long rebound, here comes Rinesmith, three on two. Kick out pass, Cruz, Cruz down to the baseline. Cruz back over to Engbers. Engbers gives it up, Harmson. Harmson three, good. Harmson with the three-point basket. North College needed that. Back to within nine now, 30-21. 2:20 remaining. Pass right corner, Navarro. Navarro's shot no good. Rebound taken down by Harmson. Harmson gives it up, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith, they feed it down low to Paloma. Paloma crosses over, left-handed shot is good. Shea Paloma with her first 2 points on a field goal. She had two free throws earlier. And the North College defenders have cut it down to a 30-23 difference with 1:55 left to go in the first half. Timeout. Presentation back with more in a moment.
At Dork.
Presentation basketball after the timeout. Saints have it. They pass it in front. Gomez. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming up is Flown. Flown with it right side. Flown, right corner, and she loses it out of bounds, but it's poked away by Presentation. Saints tip it away. Italy Dort College basketball. College with the basketball. This is Pruitt. Pruitt on the left wing. Pruitt passes it to Flone, 10 to shoot defenders. 1:23 in the quarter. They give it up to Paloma. Paloma's basket, good. Paloma with the left hand, and suddenly to within 5, 30-25. Terrible start to the contest. Can't sugarcoat that one. Shot no good on the other end. Rebound, Presentation, and dribbling it out of bounds is Sydney Larson. College gets the basketball back. Dort College was down at 1 point, 30-15 that score. Now Dort College has cut 10 points off of that 15-point deficit and cut it down even further here. Let's see if they go for a 2-for-1. The shot off relatively quickly. Inside Flone. Flone gets it. Paloma. Engbers. Engbers, three from the top of the key. Good. Paige Engbers with 6 points. Defenders down by two, 30-28. Pass goes into lane. Short shot, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by Dort College and Harmson. Harmson gives it up to Flone. Flone into the front court. Flone with it right side. Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Cruz tries to pass it out. It's deflected and saved in by Presentation. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Presentation. It'll be Dort College basketball. 18 seconds on the shot clock, 27.5 on the game clock. Flone will check out of the contest. Rinesmith will check in. Rinesmith will throw it in near the corner on the sideline on the Dort College half of the floor. Paloma able to get around her player, lays it up with the right hand, and the defenders on a 15-0 run, they have tied it with 19 seconds left to go in the first half. Presentation with the basketball. Saints with it. Three-pointer from the top of the key. Good. 8 seconds left. Now seven. Presentation getting a three-point basket by Gomez. Dort College for the tie. Rinesmith off the mark. No good. And Presentation breaks the 15-point run by the defenders with a Gomez three. We go to halftime. Presentation 33. Dort College third. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. Dort College defenders trail. Presentation 33-30 at halftime of this women's non-conference basketball game. The Dort College defenders trailed early in this one, got down by as many as 11 in the first quarter, trailed 19-10 at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter of play, Presentation extended the lead up to 30-15. Before the defenders went on a 15-0 run, capping the run with a two-point basket by Shea Palama, tying it with 19 seconds left to go in the first half. Dort College then allowed a three-pointer by Presentation, and the Saints go to the locker room up 33-30, courtesy that three-point basket. Dort College was led in scoring in the first half by Shea Palama's 8 points. Presentation was topped by Sydney Larson with 11 points. We'll take another break, and we'll be back with a look at all the numbers from halftime right after this. Here how the numbers shake out. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, 9 of 27 from the floor, 5 for 12 on threes. Very respectable from the three-point line for a 41.7% success rate, 33.3% from the field. Dort College was 7 of 10 on free throws for 70%. For Presentation, 13 of 34 from the floor, 38.2%, 7 of 15 on threes, 46.7%. Presentation did not shoot a free throw in the first half, and they have just shot just 10 free throws so far this season. Presentation, rebounding Dort College 24-19. Turnovers, Dort College 8. Presentation at 8. Dort College had a slug of them in a short period of time. Certainly seemed like it was going to be more than 8 when the official stats were put together. But ends up just being 8 at halftime. Dort College is led in scoring by Shea Palama with 8 points. She was 3 for 4 from the floor. 6 points for Paige Engbers. 4 for Kinsey Bowsma, 3 for Peyton Harmson, 2 for Rachel Evebold, 4 for Annie Rinesmith, and 3 for Kim Cruz. She had the first 3 points of the game. For Presentation, Sydney Larson, 11 points, 4 points for Cora Lopez. Back that up and try that again. 9 points for Macy Telly, 6 for Lily Tomlinson, 4 for Kenyatta Fugata, 3 for Tatiana Navarro, 3 for Liana Wright-Ponder, and 8 for Kristen Gomez. Larson had 11 rebounds. Cora Lopez had 4. For Dort College, 6 rebounds for Shea Palama, 3 assists for Annie Rinesmith, 2 assists for Kenyatta Fugata. Checking the foul situation for both teams, Rio Landers has 2 fouls. Kinsey Bowsma has a pair. For Presentation, Cora Lopez had 3. Lily Tomlinson has 2. Well, with about 6 minutes left to go in the first half, I said I'd be happy if Dort College had it down to a 7-point difference. Dort College able to do a little bit better than that. Actually tied the game late in the first half of play. And Presentation hits a three-pointer just before the buzzer to make it 33-30, and that's where we stand right now at halftime. Both teams have made their way back out onto the floor, warming up for the second half of play. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with second half basketball right after this. Dort College and Presentation continuing their warm-ups for the second half of play. Dort College will be facing Waldorf tomorrow afternoon here at the Boltman Center. Actually, they'll start things bright and early, 11 o'clock in the morning. Dort College men will be playing Oak Hills Christian tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Dort College football is back in action tomorrow. They'll be facing Trinity Bible. That's a game that will be played in Ellendale, North Dakota. You can hear the game on KDCR 88.5 FM. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff as the Dort College football team concludes their season looking for their school record 5th win of the football year. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC or the booth next to the concessions at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. By Ploym Publishing, for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at Sioux Center, 722-0101. by Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. Located in Orange City and by Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Dort College basketball as we start the second half of play. And doesn't look like they got started with the game clock. We'll do it again. And it appears we are underway this time with no problems. And I spoke too soon. We are going to try. Third time will be the charm. I'm certain of it. And it is. Clock gets started. We are back to basketball. Rinesmith passes it off. On the right side is Paloma. Paloma stops, puts it up, count the hoop, and she is fouled on the play. Shea Paloma gaining confidence by the game, it seems. She has never been an outstanding offensive threat for the defenders through the first 3 years of her career. That time, though, she drives in and draws the fourth foul of the game on Cora Lopez. And now she's trying to tie it with a free throw. Paloma this season, a 68% free throw shooter. She's got 10 points this afternoon. And now 11 as she rolls that one home. Dort College ties it, 33-33 on the three-point play by Paloma. Presentation basketball, Navarro. They dump it down low. Presentation of the ball. Comes out front to Fugato. Fugato. Fugato passes back over to Tomlinson. Tomlinson, ball fake. Now Larson. Larson shoots, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Landers. Landers gives it up to Rinesmith. Rinesmith up the floor with a head full of steam. Pass goes back over to Ingbers. Page, that is. Page takes it hard to the hoop, and Ingbers unable to finish at the rim. And here comes presentation the other way. Three-pointer, missed it, too strong, no good. Landers latches onto that one. She gives it up to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Rinesmith will walk it into the front court. Dort College trying to retake the lead for the first time since it was 3-0. Dump it down low. Paloma, shot no good, so Shea unable to finish with a short shot in the lane. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Tomlinson. Tomlinson gives it off to Fugato. Fugato, ball's taken away. Coming up with it is Paloma. Paloma to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it, a minute and a half into the second half. Driving in, right-handed layup by Cruz is up and good. Cruz had the bucket to start the game that gave Dort College their first and only lead before doing it again here with 8:18 remaining in the third quarter. Fugato passes down low to Larson. Larson kick out pass. Three is up, rattles out, no good. Another rebound for Landers. Landers has three rebounds in the early going of the second half. Out front with the basketball, they go over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the right wing. Cruz out front, Ingbers sets, fires three, cash. Paige Ingbers, three threes. She's got 9 points today. 1 week ago today, she established a new school record with 8 three-pointers. She's got three here this afternoon. Paloma comes away with a loose basketball. Macy Telly reaches in, and she gets called for a personal foul. It's foul number two on presentation in this quarter. Well, it took Dort College a while to get going. They trailed 30-15. And since that point, they have outscored presentation 23-3. To 7:43 remaining, and we return to action. Had some question as to who that foul was called on. Rinesmith across half court for Dort College. Rinesmith with it on the left side, comes back over to Ingbers. Ingbers underneath, intended for Landers, lost it. Taken away by Tomlinson. Tomlinson with the basketball. Tomlinson feeds it off right side. Shot missed, no good. Rebound saved in by Paloma. Paloma ends up throwing it out of bounds. It'll be presentation basketball just at the end of their bench down in the corner. 7:21 left to play. Third quarter. Presentation looking for the first one of the season in three starts. Right side is Larson. Comes back out front. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped, and Tomlinson comes up with it. Tomlinson gets it back over to Telly, and we've got a push from behind called on Landers. Rio Landers has just picked up her third personal foul. She's one of two players for North College with two fouls at the intermission. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Liana Wright-Ponder to throw it in for presentation, and it's kicked away by Bausma. We'll do it again. Wright-Ponder throws over the top. It's out in between the circles. Larson with it. She gives to Tomlinson. Tomlinson, Larson. Larson drives in. Three players around her. Wild shot off the glass. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Dort College basketball, Rinesmith. Rinesmith over to Bausma. Bausma into the lane, and she is fouled on the play by Telly. It's foul number two on her. And the Dort College lead remains 5:38-33 pending. This possession, pass goes left side over to Cruz. Cruz with it in between the circles. Cruz gives to Bausma. Bausma to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma comes back over to Evabold. Evabold to Paloma. Paloma, Evabold. Evabold, 17-footer off the mark, no good. Missed it short. Rebound cleared by Wright-Ponder. Wright-Ponder in between the circles. Wright-Ponder with it. Comes over to Tomlinson. Tomlinson on the right wing. Tomlinson feeds it down on the block. Tomlinson comes back out, 14 seconds. Gets it to Wright-Ponder. Wright-Ponder with it on the right wing. She's going to fire up a three-pointer with a left hand. It's good. She breaks the Dort College run of 8 points in a row to start the quarter. But coming back the other way is Evabold. Evabold muscles it up against Fugato. And the basket is good for Evabold. Evabold with 4 points. She's got a free throw coming. So Dort College with a chance to extend the lead again back to five with 5:55 left to go in the third quarter. On the floor for the defenders right now, Flohn, Paloma, Evabold, Bausma, and Armson. In and out, no good on the free throw by Evabold. Evabold, 7 of 9 entering the game from the free throw line, now 7 of 10. And the defender lead is 40-36, presentation basketball. Left side is Strauss. Strauss, they dump it down low. Kick out pass, left side, Fugato. Fugato, shot in the lane, is off the mark, no good. Runner with a right hand. She misses everything, but they say she was fouled on the play. And throwing the ball in will be Wright-Ponder. Wright-Ponder passes it to Lopez. Lopez to Gomez. Gomez driving in. Shot on the way. Right side, no good. Rebound tipped. Flohn and Bausma collide. Evabold ends up with a basketball. Evabold gives it right side to Paloma. Paloma, they give it into the left corner. Bausma. Bausma driving with the right hand. Bausma off balance shot, no good. And the ball is blocked out of bounds. They stay touched by presentation. It'll be Dort College basketball. Inbounding the basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Dort College's Flohn. Out front, Harmson shot from three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by presentation. A lot of time left in this one yet. 15 minutes to be exact. We're halfway through the third quarter. Right side pass to Wright-Ponder. Shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Gomez. Gomez with 10. 40-38. Dort College down a couple, up a couple, I should say. Presentation coming from five down. They feed it underneath to Evabold. Evabold again staking out position. And Eva Mold's two-point basket is good. Eva Mold with six. York College leads 42-38. Presentation basketball goes to Fugato. Fugato on the right side to Gomez. Gomez, kick-out pass. Shot no good. Rebound is cleared by Dort College and flown. Flown ahead to Bausma. Bausma lost it. Picks it back up. It's down on the floor. Two players down after it. And coming back the other way. And we've got a blocking foul called. Foul's going to go on Flown, I believe. So Flown whistled for the personal foul. Alyssa Flown whistled for her first personal. Flown, Bausma, and Harmson check out of the ballgame. Palama and Ingvers are back in the game along with Rinesmith. Presentation basketball, they toss it out front. Telly with it. Telly at the midcourt stripe, 25 to shoot, fresh 30 because of the foul. Baseline jumper, Larson, no good. And the rebound is taken out by Dort College. Larson misses on the right side. Baseline jumper from about 12 feet. Left side, looking for Ingvers. Instead, they come back over to Cruz. Cruz, dump it down low. Evavold. Evavold again, good position. This time, he likes to go to Palama with it. Palama, cross-court pass. Rinesmith might have traveled with it. Pass goes left side. Ingvers. Ingvers, three ball, no good. Left it short, rebound taken on by Lopez. Lopez playing with four fouls. Presentation deciding they couldn't go with Lopez any longer on the bench. Had to get her back into the ballgame. Pass goes high post, Larson. Larson gives it up to Telly. Telly driving in, her shot no good. Rebound deflected out, picked up by Telly. Comes back right side. On the wing, driving in. Left-handed shot, up and good. Presentations, Allison Cox with a two-point bucket. First time we have seen Allison Cox in the contest. And the defenders lead by two, 42-40. Driving back the other way, Rinesmith hits the floor hard. She's fouled, misses the shot. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair, where she is currently 4-6. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC or the booth next to the concessions at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. By American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender athletics. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. With us settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNA Spider Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Basketball funny game, Rinesmith. A perfect 10-for-10 to start the season from the free throw line. Has now missed four in a row. Misses both on that trip to the free throw line. Presentation can tie it here with a two-point basket. Pass to Telly. Telly in the lane, tying it up. No. Rebound tipped. Loose basketball. Fight for it. Now we've got a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be presentation basketball. So presentation of the basketball. Underneath the basket, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Well, the defenders starting Great Plains Athletic Conference play next week, hosting Dakota Wesleyan. How's that? Out of the frying pan and into the fire. Timeout charge to presentation. They were having trouble getting the ball inbounded. Presentation will use the 30-second timeout. Back with more after this. 2:13 left to go in the third. Dort College 42, presentation 40. Presentation uses the timeout. They've got three remaining. Both teams now with three remaining. Pass goes right elbow. This is Telly. Telly gives it off to Lopez. Lopez with her first basket of the day. She's been plagued by foul trouble all afternoon. She gets the shot to go from the left side of the hoop. And with 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter, we're tied up 42-42. Pass underneath Landers, and Rio Landers is fouled on the play, and Lopez is done. Lopez commits a foul with 1:53 left to go in the third quarter. And for Lopez, that's one where you probably take the trade. Lopez, you let Landers shoot the shot. You live to play a few more possessions. There was no way you were going to block that shot unless Landers hesitated, and she didn't. First free throw by Landers, no good. Landers averaging 8.5 points per game. She's scoreless so far. Now she's got one. Landers makes one of two. And the defender lead is 43-42. Presentation is led by as many as 15. Dort College has led by 5. Presentation basketball. Gomez. They get it underneath. Right-handed shot by Fugato. Fugato got it on the right block as you face the hoop. Turned over her left shoulder and gets the bucket to go. Presentation retakes the lead 44-43. 1:30 remaining. Third quarter, Cruz spins, drives in with the left hand. Her shot is good. Kim Cruz, 7 points. She hasn't gotten a lot of shot attempts here in this contest. She's made three. Driving in, and we've got a block called on Dort College's Shea Paloma. Paloma whistled for her second personal foul. Two free throws on the way for Presentation. And Telly, she's got 9 points. All of them came in the first half. Free throw up and good. She's got another one coming. Dort College volleyball last night sees their GPAC tournament season come to a close. Wait and see time now for the Dort College Defender volleyball team. They'll be in the NAI National Championship. It's just a matter of if they get the bye through to Sioux City or if they have to play that first-round contest a week from tomorrow. Kim Cruz passes it down low for Evavold. Evavold reverses it, intended for Flown. It's taken back by Presentation. The Saints lead it by one. Saints have the basketball. Under a minute to play. They kick it. Right corner, shot no good. That's under a minute left to go in the fourth in the third quarter. The rebound and the putback, and Fugata has been very active the last couple of possessions for Presentation. And the Saints lead it 48-45, and Dort College turns it over on the other end. Pretty good quarter up to this point for the defenders. But then those pesky turnovers rearing their ugly head again. 48-45, Dort College trailing the Saints. 10-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Right side pass for the basketball is Larson. Larson gives it up to Wright Ponder. Wright Ponder back over to Telly. Telly driving in, dribbles it off of her foot, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 25 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Dort College down three. Dort College will get offense for defense here with the offensive possession. Paige Angbers will check into the contest. Kenzie Balsamo will check out. Bringing the basketball up is Rinesmith. 20 seconds remaining. Rinesmith takes it across half court. Annie has the basketball. Goes right side over to Flown. Flown looking for Cruz. They've got Angbers at the top of the key. Thought about the three. Squared up. Instead passes over to Evavold. Evavold, Rinesmith. Rinesmith three. Misses everything. Rebound taken away by Lily Tomlinson. Tomlinson across half court. She gives it up. Three-pointer from the left wing is waved off. Macy Telly was short. Got it off after the buzzer. And the Presentation Saints have a 48-45 lead as we go to the fourth quarter. Back with more after this. Dort College basketball after the quarter break. Rinesmith passes it off left side, gets it over to Angbers. Angbers to Paloma. Paloma in the lane, her shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Presentation. Presentation looking to build on the three-point lead, 48-45. Dort College dug themselves pretty deep hole in the first half. Bounced back to take a five-point lead. Now we've got a player down on the missed shot. Presentation. Leanna Wright Ponder, unable to take that in. Ends up on her backside, losing the basketball out of bounds. And Dort College comes back the other way with the basketball. Three-pointer ties it. Instead, they go underneath to Landers. Landers misses the shot, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Presentation and Tomlinson. Tomlinson dribbles it off of her foot, out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. Harmson able to bother Tomlinson enough on that ball handling situation. Now Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith passes off to Cruz. Cruz gets back over left side. Comes back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it at the top of the key. Rinesmith comes back over to Angbers. Angbers three. Good. Paige Angbers with a dozen. Dort College ties it up. 48-48. 8:55 remaining in regulation. Presentation of the basketball. Presentation. They kick it off right side. Three, no good. And Presentation's shooting percentage has steadily declined as this game has gone along. Pass comes out front. They go to Rinesmith. Rinesmith lost it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Lily Tomlinson. Dort College and Presentation tied 48-48. Dort College with the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Rinesmith. Gets it into Palama. Palama too strong. No good. A lot of contact. No call made. And here comes Presentation with the basketball, and they throw it away. So North College will have the basketball after the turnover. Rinesmith will get the inbounds pass from Angbers. Let's see if Angbers, if they run a special for her. Instead, they go underneath to Landers, and Rio's unable to finish the shot down low, and it looks like Evavold's going to come in for Rio Landers here. 48-48 our score. 8:15 left to go in regulation. North College has battled back. They've tied it. They've actually had a five-point lead at one point. Bringing the basketball up is Tomlinson. Tomlinson takes it across the timeline. Pass goes right side. And the ball's down on the floor in a jump ball alternating possession. It's going to be Dort College basketball. So it'll be Presentation basketball. Presentation maintains possession of it. Tomlinson passes on the right elbow, gives it up to Strauss. Strauss shovels it off to Larson. Larson, 5 points as she drives in, right hand, left side. Presentation leads 50-48. Rinesmith, right side, Cruz. Dort College needs a couple of good possessions here. Comes back over to Palama, and Palama, they have a foul called on the kickout pass to Palama. Fugato whistled for the personal foul, her second, and that is team foul number one on the Saints here in this quarter. Ball is inbounded to Angbers. Angbers is fouled on the play, and Paige will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She's got 12 points, all of them from the three-point line. Now she'll try to tie the game up with a couple of free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. First free throw, no good. Another free throw on the way. Today's broadcast also made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Angbers makes one of two free throws. She's got 13 points, and the defenders trail by a point, 50-49. A lot of basketball left, 7:30 remaining. Turnaround jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound taken down by Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith passes left side, Palama. Palama looking. Shea puts it on the deck, drives in, and she is fouled on the play. Palama is fouled on her way into the lane. Another foul called on Fugato, her third. Dort College inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop, 7:16 remaining. Throwing the ball in will be Rinesmith. Rinesmith to trigger it. Looking, gets it in to Palama. Palama, jumper in the lane, short, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Evavold. It'll be Saints basketball. So Shea Palama unable to finish that shot in the lane. Presentation coming back the other way. Palama and Angbers are the only two players in double figures for Dort College, 50-49. Presentation with a one-point lead and the basketball. Left side, Larson. Larson goes to Telly. Telly with it at the top of the key. Telly comes back over to Strauss. Strauss on the wing. Strauss goes back to Larson. Larson to Fugato. Fugato misses. No good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming up with the basketball is Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith in between the circles. She passes left side. Comes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz to Palama. Outside Rhinesmith. Dump it down low for Evavold. Evavold, two players around her, and she is fouled on the play by Tomlinson. Lily Tomlinson whistled for her third personal foul. And that is team foul number four against Presentation in this quarter. Checking into the ballgame will be Harmson and Bausma for the defenders. Evavold's first free throw, no good. Another one on the way for Evavold. Evavold with 6 points on three field goals. She is now 0 for 2 from the free throw line, and she's got another one coming. Angbers will have a breather. We'll reset the lineup for Dort College in just a moment. Second free throw by Evavold is up, and this one is good. So Evavold makes one of two. She's got 7, and the defenders tied up 50-50, 6:28 remaining in this contest. This is the fifth tie of the contest. Dort College in Presentation, 50-50, women's college basketball, non-conference style on a Friday afternoon. Crossing over with the dribble from the right side is Wright Ponder, picked up by Harmson. Harmson gives it to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith in the backcourt. She'll survey, and she'll bring it up. She lets traffic clear. She brings it up across the half-court stripe. They dump it down low for Palama. Palama's shot no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Presentation and Gomez. Gomez up the floor with it. Gomez driving in with the right hand. Kick out pass. Baseline jumper is good for Larson. Larson with 8 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 52-50. Presentation takes a 2-point lead on the jumper from the baseline. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 52-50. Presentation leads Dort College by 2 with 5:42 remaining in regulation. Right side pass flown to Cruz. Cruz to Bausma. Bausma at the top of the key. She goes left side to Harmson. Harmson, Cruz. Cruz in the lane. Too hard off of the glass from straight on. Rebound taken away by Presentation. Presentation with a basketball. Coming up the floor with it is Gomez. Gomez feeds it into the corner. Goes down low to Larson. Larson going to work. Her shot up no good, but a foul on the play called on Evavold. Rachel Evavold whistled for her second personal foul. So two free throws on the way here for Larson. Presentation leading 52-50, and it stays at 52-50 for the time being. First free throw rings out. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Second free throw is up and through. So Presentation up by 3. Coming back the other way, Dort College answers with a 2-point basket to make it 53-52. Breaking through is Evavold. Evavold with a 2-point bucket. Evavold now with 9. Missed shot on the other end by Presentation. Rebound taken on by Bausma. Kenzie Bausma to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith flown. 18-footer right wing. Good. Melissa Flown with a 2-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders retake the lead 54-53 on the Flown 2-point bucket. Presentation basketball, shot on the way, missed it, no good. And ball goes out of bounds, failed to draw iron. No one touched it before it went out of bounds. And the Dort College defenders will have the basketball back. Dort College with a basketball. Bausma gets the ball inbounded to Flown, critical point of the game. Dort College finally retaking the lead at 54-53. Left side pass goes over to Angbers. Angbers dribbles it off of her foot out of bounds with a left hand. And the Dort College defenders give the basketball back to Presentation. Presentation with the ball. Presentation working it up the floor. presentation on the left side. With it is Gomez. Gomez spins, nothing there, lost it, picks it back up. Gomez goes left side. This is Larson. Larson trying to back her way in, nothing there. Larson now on the backdoor cut, gives it up, shot is good. Macy Telly with a two-point bucket, she's got a dozen. And the North College defenders trail 55-54. Pass through the lane, picked up by Paloma. Paloma, wild shot in the lane, too strong. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Bausma's shot, no good. And now a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Paloma. Paloma whistled for the foul on the rebound. That is number three against Paloma, I believe. 3:38 remaining in this contest. North College down a point. Presentation weathering the comeback by the defenders. Looked like Dort College was going to take control of the contest. Shot from the perimeter, no good. Rebound cleared by Flohn. Dort College got up five, but then unable to close the deal, allowing Presentation back into the ballgame. And here's that's where we are now. Paloma facing up. Spins. Nothing there. Looking, working against Larson. This is Flohn. Flohn in traffic, and Flohn is fouled on the play. I don't believe she was shooting, so it'll be out of bounds, or if that's foul number five, it'll be double bonus time for the defenders. So the free throw's on the way for Flohn. Flohn, 4 of 6 from the free throw line this season. Now 4 of 7. Free throw shooting has not been kind to Dort College here in this contest. Another free throw on the way for Flohn. This one's up and good. So Alyssa Flohn makes one of two. And we're tied 55-55. 3:02 remaining. Our first tie since it was 48-48 with 8:55 remaining. Presentation basketball. We're deadlocked. Shot for three. No good. Quick trigger by time by Presentation. And now a reach in. Called against Lily Tomlinson. And that'll be number four on her. Coach Eric Nelson for Presentation, displeased, not with the call, but by the fact that Tomlinson was reaching in so far from the other defense, or from the defensive end for Presentation. That was a good 70 feet or so away from the basket. Free throw by Rinesmith, no good. Well, making baskets is contagious, missing them is as well. North College has shot free throws poorly this afternoon. They were 2 of 6 in the third quarter. And Rinesmith misses both of those free throws. She's now missed 6 in a row. North College 3 of 8 from the free throw line in this quarter. We're still tied 55-55. Much different ballgame, obviously, if North College makes some charity tosses. Right side pass goes to Larson. Larson gives it up to Wright Ponder. Wright Ponder shot no good, and neither team can buy a basket right now. The points have come grudgingly. Long pass into the front court intended for Kim Cruz, and Flohn throws it long and out of bounds. Let her receiver just a little too far. And with 2:26 left to go in regulation, Presentation has a chance to retake the lead, 55-55. Lily Tomlinson over the basketball. Tomlinson at the free throw line. She passes right side. This is Telly. Telly looking. Directing traffic goes to Larson. Larson trying to post up. Wants to give it back to Telly. Comes back right side. Feed it down low. And Paloma that time holding her ground. And the ball goes out of bounds. This time Presentation wants a touch against the Dort College defenders. Eric Nelson pleading with the official, but Chris Ehlers not having any of it. Across the timeline is Flohn. Flohn with the basketball over to Cruz. Cruz to Rinesmith. Rinesmith looking for Flohn. Flohn puts it on the deck. Floater, no good from the baseline. Rebound taken away by Presentation. Presentation of the basketball. Tomlinson gets it ahead to Wright Ponder. Wright Ponder trying to throw it away, and neither team can stand prosperity right now. It has not been sharp basketball today, to say the least. That's how you end up with nothing but nickels up on the board with 1:33 remaining in the fourth quarter. 55-55. Low-scoring affair, especially when you consider that Presentation had 30 points about midway through the second quarter. Angbers with it off the dribble. Nothing there. Feeds it down low. Evavold. Evavold with the right hand off the bottom of the basket. Off the bottom of the backboard. No good. Coming back the other way, and Presentation wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. While they take a timeout, we'll take a 30-second break. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Presentation basketball after the timeout. Presentation's Lily Tomlinson has the basketball, working against Ryan Smith. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. 105 remaining in regulation. Tomlinson out front, 13 to shoot, trying to run off a screen. Nobody sets one for her. Now she picks up her dribble. She's looking, 8 to shoot. They feed it into the lane. Roadblock. It balls down on the floor. It's still loose, and now a foul called on Ryan Smith. Not a bad foul by Ryan Smith. The only downfall of that foul, though, is that the shot clock was winding down, and now Presentation will have a fresh 30 with 51.6 seconds remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2, the Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, they need to wipe some moisture up off of the floor. Offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955. 722-2313. Ball thrown into the backcourt, goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Presentation basketball again. And Presentation will inbound the basketball. Wright Ponder with it. She gives it up to Gomez. Gomez across the timeline. Gomez with it. 40 seconds left. We're tied at 55. She's going to let fly with a 20-footer, and she hits the three. Gomez knocks down the triple. Now Dort College needs a three to tie it. 5 second difference. Shot clock. Game clock. They get it left side over to Evavold. Evavold to Paloma. Paloma to Angbers. Angbers might have had a look at a three. Instead, decides to pass it in. Shot is up and good by Paloma. Paloma with a two-point bucket on the drive with the left hand on the left side of the lane. And the Dort College defenders trail 58-57 with 17.3 seconds remaining in this contest. So Presentation will have the basketball. Dort College will put some pressure on after the timeout, I would imagine. And if they don't get a steal, Dort College will be forced to commit a foul. Dort College uses a timeout. They've got two remaining. Presentation has one left. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joyner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, Sioux Center, 722-0101. Presentation inbounding the basketball, in danger of a 5 seconds call, and oh boy, that was a quick one. A 5 seconds call. Presentation, I thought, was going to call for a timeout. Eric Nelson on the Presentation bench cannot believe it. Put myself in his shoes, and I'm probably feeling the same way. So Dort College will have the ball inbounding. Right side it goes over to Paloma. Paloma to Evavold. Evavold for the lead. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out. Last touch by Presentation. It'll be Dort College basketball with 12.3 seconds remaining. Dort College is going to use a timeout. They've got it inbounding. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College got the ball deep into Evavold. Evavold unable to finish in the lane. Rebound was tapped out of bounds We'll be back with Dort College Inbounding right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dort College uses a timeout. They've got one remaining. They trail by a point. Inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop is Ryan Smith. So Ryan Smith to trigger it. Cruz is in the corner. They get it into Paloma on the right elbow. Paloma fakes the handoff. Drives in. Basket. Good! Shea Paloma with a two-point basket with 9 seconds remaining. Dort College leading 59-58. Here comes presentation. Wild shot in the lane. Off the mark. No good. Rebound cleared by Evable. Dort College gets it over to Angbers, and that's the ball game. 59-58 our score. Dort College scores late on a basket by Shea Paloma. Paloma finishes the ball game with 15 points. And the Dort College defenders get the game winner with under 10 seconds left. They come up with a defensive stop on the other end. And the defenders escape with a 59-58 win over Presentation this afternoon in non-conference basketball play. That's our ball game. We'll be back. Wireless World postgame wrap comes up in a moment. Bit of an odd game this afternoon. Did not anticipate a one-point basketball game, but that is indeed what we got. The Dort College defenders getting a late basket by Shea Paloma. Shea able to drive to the basket with the right hand after faking the handoff on the elbow. And she gets the bucket, and then Dort College gets a defensive stop. And the defenders win it 59-58. Dort College today, 20 of 56 from the floor, 7 of 17 on threes, 12 of 24 from the free throw line, including just 5 of 14 in the second half. For Presentation, 23 of 67 from the floor for the ball game, 34.3%. They were 2 of 14 from the three-point line in the second half of play, 10 for 33 from the floor in the second half for 34%. They did convert 3 of 4 free throws for 75%. The defenders were led by Shea Paloma's 15 points, including the eventual game winner. She also had 10 rebounds, 13 points for Paige Angbers, 4 threes and a free throw. 9 points for Rachel Evavold off of the bench, 7 by Kim Cruz, 4 for Annie Rinesmith, 4 for Kinsey Bausma. Alyssa Flohn had 3, Rio Landers had 1. Peyton Harmson also had 3. For Presentation, Sydney Larson ends up with 5 points. Cora Lopez had 2. Tatiana Navarro had 3. 13 for Macy Telly. 6 for Lili Tomlinson. 8 for Kenyetta Fugata. 6 by Liana Wright Ponder. 13 for Kristen Gomez. And 2 for Allison Cox. Shea Paloma records the double-double today. She had 10 rebounds. 5 rebounds for Annie Rinesmith, 4 for Kinsey Bausma. Sydney Larson led all players with 20 rebounds, 2 offensive and 18 defensive. Kenyetta Fugata with 6, 5 for Cora Lopez. Annie Rinesmith had 6 assists. Presentations, Kenyetta Fugata led them with 2. Cora Lopez also had 2 steals. Dort College, one player with 2 steals, that was Shea Paloma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defender women's basketball team getting the win this afternoon. And Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson takes a seat beside me. And Coach, in the other wins that I have seen, your team has played pretty well. Today, I guess if you want to try to put as positive a spin on it as possible, sometimes you've got to win games when you're not playing as well as you can, and today seemed like one of those days where you weren't sharp, but you still found a way to fight and get it done.
Yeah, that's probably the one thing that I did think we did pretty well today is we played with a little bit of grit and got some important stops down the stretch. I think you're right. We didn't play great. We came out a little bit flat defensively. I don't know if we just came into the game thinking we were going to win it, but they came out shooting hot, and we came out not getting it done on the offensive end. We left a lot of points at the free throw line today, which hasn't been characteristic of our team the last couple of games. But hopefully we can play in tight games like that and come down with a win at the end.
Talk a little bit about that last play, and then we'll work our way back to the start of the contest. You called the timeout with 12 seconds left. There different philosophies on that. You call a timeout, obviously you give the opponent a chance to set up the defense as well. The plus side, I guess, is you've not had many situations like that. Presentation didn't have much chance to scout you, so you decided to call that timeout. What did you talk about in the timeout?
Well, I said to our girls, I said, I just want to get a basket so that we can be ahead. Can we defend after we get a basket? And I was really confident that if we went to Shea, a senior down the stretch, who we thought had an advantage a little bit offensively, quickness-wise, size-wise, that we could get a basket from that play. That's actually a play that we typically run for a guard, but that we just thought we could get an easy basket from it. And they decided that if we got a basket, we could get a stop. That's what they told me. And so we decided to go with the play right away just to ensure the win.
Talk a little bit about your team's first half play. You got down 30-15, and then you needed a 15-point run to tie it near the end of the first half. You don't get that run. It's a far different looking ball game at halftime, but at halftime only down three. I thought that was pretty good after the way things started for the first 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, there was a timeout, I think, early in the second quarter, or maybe it was the quarter break, where we said, okay, we need to get this game to six by halftime. And our girls were a little bit more intentional on the way that they played defense. We went to a 1-2-2 zone a little bit. I think it threw them off their game because it's a little bit more like a switching man. And our girls were just a little bit better and more sharp on the offensive end as far as moving the ball. We faced a lot of zones this year, so I think we're still trying to find our groove in our motion offense to figure out who's comfortable in what positions and what they're capable of doing. And so I think we were just a little slow because, you know, our matchups haven't been exactly what we anticipated the first couple of games. But thankfully, we were able to get people in great situations. We went to the block a little bit. We hit some outside shooters and converted on those shots. And we just got a little bit momentum going into the half.
Rachel Evavold ends up with 9 points off of the bench for you. Played some pretty good minutes for you, it seemed.
Yeah, Rachel's been a really consistent person for us so far this year. I think as a freshman, she's done a good job playing in a backup role. You know, Rio got in a little bit of foul trouble after having a good game on Tuesday, and so it was really important for Rachel to step up. Rachel, I think one of her best assets is that she's a good passer, and I think she found Shea a couple of times on high lows, and then she just converted on some tough shots. She's a pretty high percentage shooter, and I'm really expecting some big things from her this year.
Waldorf tomorrow, odd situation that you played them on Tuesday. You're going to have a little different looking personnel situation for you. You've got Peyton Harmson available to you. She got some minutes today. I would imagine she's going to continue to work her way into the rotation. So nice opportunity to see what you can do tomorrow against Waldorf, a team that you beat on Tuesday evening.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a team that we can't overlook on the road. There we got a little bit of a slow start, and it was only an 8-point game at the quarter break, I think, 8 or 9 point game, but it does help. We have a little bit more depth. You know, we have Alyssa Flohn back too. We did not have her on Tuesday due to a class, and then Peyton just provides another person to stretch the defense a little bit against a zone, and I think she's been shooting it really well in practice, her first couple of practices back, and so I think that'll be a great game to get her some confidence. But we can't overlook the opponent because they did give us some fits in the first half on Tuesday.
Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, thanks for stopping by. I don't have anything else to add unless you do, and we'll close it down for this broadcast. But a good win for your team. 4-1 start. We'll take that.
We will absolutely take that. A little bit better than we were at this point last year.
4-1, so have a good night, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, and I think we've gone through all of the numbers already, so that is the Wireless World postgame wrap. Dort College holds on to defeat Presentation 59-58 after the defenders got down big in the first half. They take a 5-point lead early in the second half and then have to get a basket with under 10 seconds remaining by Shea Palama to give them a 59-58 win. That's going to do it for our women's broadcast. We'll be back setting things up for the men's broadcast right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.